The votes are in, and Hewlett-Packard is claiming victory in its heated proxy battle with dissident board member Walter Hewlett. An independent tally shows shareholders approved the company's $20 billion proposed merger with Compaq Computer in voting held 3 weeks ago. NPR's Elaine Khoury reports from San Francisco.
It's a slim margin of victory, some 45 million votes, or about 3%. In a statement, Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina says she was gratified by the win, eager to put what she called this difficult period behind her and begin doing business as the new HP. But Fiorina's chief adversary, Walter Hewlett, shows no signs of conceding. Tom Burnett is president of Merger Insight, an affiliate of Wall Street Access.
There will be challenges, and the vote has to be certified. In the meantime, there'll be filings by the company with the Delaware court up into the hearing date next Tuesday, and then the excitement will move into the courtroom.
Walter Hewlett issued his own statement, calling the vote count preliminary. He will press ahead with a civil lawsuit charging HP used improper tactics to swing the vote of a major investor. Deutsche Bank planned to cast its 17 million votes against the merger until the last moment when it switched sides. It will be Hewlett's burden to prove misconduct, which both Deutsche Bank and HP deny. But an intercepted phone message from Fiorina regarding the bank and another big shareholder may help his case. Fiorina left the message for another HP executive just days before the vote. It was later intercepted and turned up on the internet.
We may have to do something extraordinary for those two to bring them over the line here.
Tom Burnett with Merger Insight says the message doesn't prove anything. He says Hewlett will have a tough time making his case that Fiorina essentially bought the votes, but concedes if he does, anything could happen.
If Walter and his group can prove that promises were made or agreements committed to, then that might motivate the judge to decide in favor of the plaintiffs and either cancel votes or perhaps order a new meeting.
In other words, the judge could throw out the whole vote and demand another. Most analysts say that's unlikely. Tom Ballou with Morningstar Investor Services warns that even if HP ultimately prevails, the lawsuit will have cost the company precious time.
It has the potential to delay the execution of the merger. And what that does is it throws further uncertainty into the businesses of both Hewlett-Packard and Compaq. And that's very bad for the shareholders and for their customers and for their employees.
HP denies the lawsuit has derailed its schedule, saying it expects to conclude the merger by the beginning of next month. Beyond the civil trial, HP has two other hurdles to overcome. Both the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Securities and Exchange Commission have launched investigations into the merger battle. Shares of both Hewlett-Packard and Compaq rose in extended trading after the vote tally was announced. Elaine Khoury, NPR News, San Francisco.